From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. In Raqqa, Syria, celebrations by Kurd fighters who have retaken the old city from ISIS, who made Raqqa its de facto capital 3 years ago. They raised a flag in Paradise Square, a notorious traffic circle in which the jihadists had staged brutal public executions. There are still unanswered questions about Raqqa's fate, however. How many of the city's inhabitants will return, and how quickly? Who will govern a city that will struggle to exorcise the ghost of the medieval-style depravity and cruelty inflicted on it? As in neighboring Iraq, which saw Iraqi forces along the Shiite militias and fighters wrest control of disputed territory from Iraqi Kurds, the wars are shaping in the wings in Syria, according to the fears of locals and some analysts. Pakistan's Tehrik-e-Taliban on Wednesday confirmed the death of Umar Mansoor, one of the group's top leaders and who allegedly was responsible for carrying out several deadly attacks in Pakistan. Mansoor was reportedly the mastermind behind a 2014 massacre at an army public school, which claimed the lives of more than 140 people. A majority of them were children. The message did not reveal any further information on how and under what circumstances the Taliban leader was killed. On the streets of Mogadishu, Somalia, tens of thousands condemned those behind the massive explosion that killed nearly 300 people and wounded more than 400 others. The Mogadishu protests came in response to a call from the city's mayor for a massive rally to pray for those killed and injured in Saturday's truck bombing, which the government does blame on Islamic militant group Al-Shabaab. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.